Hey, what's going on, Clipper people? It's me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I am Positive Chuck Bachler.
And we are a couple of best friends and credentialed Clippers media people who bring you Clippers news 5 days a week.
4 days a week this week. You know, it's Thanksgiving. We are going to take one day off.
Extenuating circumstances.
Something crazy is probably, we're probably going to get a Woj bomb in the middle of turkey dinner, so we might be on.
We might break out an emergency one, but anyways, if you didn't know, we are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network.
Hell yeah.
As I said, we bring you Clippers news 5 days a week, and today, it's What You Say Wednesday. Basically, Chuck floats out a poll there on Twitter every Tuesday, because we record the day before. So we want to hear what you think. This one is great. Basically, it's questioning whether the roster got better this year. We're not.
As of right now, which was something some people couldn't really grasp, but we'll get into that.
Yeah, so we're going to be breaking that down. And then in segment two, a couple of people have approached us on Twitter. We've been talking about it a little bit. Possible Lou Will trades. We've got one that seems like a pretty easy choice. Checks a lot of boxes for the Clippers. So we're going to talk about that. And then in shavings, which is just kind of where we wrap up all the loose ends of the NBA, Clippers, and beyond. We got some interesting stuff for you. Kawhi has a cool kind of thing going for black-owned businesses.
Absolutely.
And we're going to talk a little bit about the betting lines on the season for the Clippers. So all that and more coming up right about now.
You are Locked On Clippers, your daily Los Angeles Clippers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes, we got to give a shout out to Built Bar off
Built
top.
Bar.
Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com. Use promo code LOCKEDON. Get 20% off your next order. So, welcome to What You Say Wednesday. You know, just putting the poll out there on Twitter, at Locked On Clips. Come hang. Appreciate all the votes. A lot of votes in this one. And this one was a little more contentious than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. So, you got to let them know the question.
So, as of now, do you think the Clippers roster is better than last year? The as of now is a very key part.
It's holding a lot of weight there.
Holding a lot of weight. There were 622 votes. Appreciate everyone voting. Yes, got 72% of the votes. No, 28%. So I kind of knew that the yeses were going to overwhelmingly be the choice.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people, someone made a comment and they were like, I don't know who 32% of your listeners are, but they're dumb, when the vote was 68-72, which is pretty funny. Do you think the Clippers are better now than they are last season, as of now?
Like, okay, so I know that I talked about this a little bit yesterday when I said that, but part of it feels like the Clippers, you know, were treading water. And I want to preface that. Like, I want to return to that because I do want to say treading water for this team means a team that is still a championship
top two team
or bust kind of a team. So I do have to, I feel like I have to get that out of the way first. But to me, this question is kind of two different things, right?
Yeah.
As of right now, obviously being a key, an important part of the equation. But in terms of playoffs, I think the roster is better than it was last year.
That was a big issue. A lot of people clarified that on Twitter.
In terms of regular season, I think it's about the same, which, once again, is still a damn good team. But
yeah.
I do not think that it is like intrinsically better than last year's team. I think the loss of Jermichael is great. I do think that we will miss some of the production of Montrezl Harrell, though Serge will be able to make up for it.
Yes, in other more productive ways.
And we're certainly a lot more versatile. But I do feel like we're missing some depth, obviously. But like that's where the as of now comes in, right? Because I I do think in terms of, like I said, in terms of playoffs, we definitely got better. All these problems that I'm foreseeing for the regular season are fixable issues. They're pretty fixable issues.
It's just add the right guys, which I know sounds so easy. But
there's still guys who are available who are in our price range.
We don't even have a full roster yet. We have 13 rostered players.
Yes.
I would vote. I didn't put a maybe thing because I didn't want everyone to vote maybe. Because mm-hmm. I feel like that's a very easy thing to do, which is also kind of a fair answer.
I mean, I guess I kind of gave a maybe, so.
Okay, hey. Rick Devine, avid listener, we appreciate a bunch, said he voted no only because of the loss of Green. He loves
it's
the
huge.
Moves we made, and relieved Trez is gone, but he knows there's more left to do. A playmaker would make me feel better. I trust the front office completely, though. So a lot of the no's were people who were like, it's like you said, it's really that Jermichael issue, and there's an air of, what are we looking at with this team right now? Because, I mean, because of everything going on.
This roster is not finalized.
We got the assistant coaches finalized not too long ago. Like, we don't know what the team identity is. in a better way than last year.
And we still didn't get that veteran to get guys into sets and to sort of help identify what that culture is going to be.
Exactly.
We haven't gotten that guy yet.
We do. I mean, we can heartily assume that we're not going to be, what was it, 16th or 17th in three-point attempts per game last season. We're definitely going to be above that, knock on wood. It's kind of an interesting spot right now because we're going to talk about a little more in the second segment. There needs to be additions.
Oh yeah,
they're just absolutely
The wing depth right now is it's not going to get you through even a 72 game season.
And a lot of people were worried about the point guard depth, which is something where I'm kind of like, I'm not as worried about. It's not like
I'm not
like
either
signing a point guard who's out there right now who would be worth either trading Lou Will straight up for a point guard. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not sure what moves really out there for that. Hardboiled Bees said, considering we have no backup forwards, not yet.
I think this is a solid answer.
Very solid no. I love the people who justified the no's. I really appreciate that. Because a lot of them were along the same line, too, where it's like, we're missing bodies at the three.
missing
we
bodies
just straight
three.
Up yeah. are.
And the Jamaica loss, I mean, I don't know. It's still one that I'm kind of like grappling with because I do think that it's significant.
And it's odd because for how weirdly he was kind of used, we could have gotten a lot more from Jamichael.
Yeah.
But because of Doc's rotations and stuff, things got weird. JR_InMyLifetime said, bringing back our starting five, six man, and upgrading our seventh and eighth spot feels good. Still question marks around who's going to provide on-court leadership and front-court depth, but I'm happy with our projected playoff rotation. I think that kind of... That's kind of my views in a nutshell. Like, the leadership thing is big.
Yes.
That's where I guess I kind of wish... I know I just said I wasn't that high on a point guard, but that's where I guess I kind of wish we had, like, a vet point guard.
Yeah.
Who kind of been there before or something like that.
Yes. Who I'm still envisioning as somebody who... I mean, basically, their role is they're going to come off the bench through the regular season.
Yeah, be a locker room. Locker room role is probably bigger than the on-court role.
Yep. And then in the playoffs, they're going to have to... You know, get guys into sets, play average defense.
Yeah, 100%.
Average defense, and be able to shoot threes. And we're going to talk about someone in the next segment who checks all those boxes. But yeah, I agree with not having like that voice at the guard. And yeah, the wing depth is really it's really hard. But you know. I like the upgrades because
for sure
Shamit to Kennard is a clear upgrade.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I love Shamit.
Ibaka to Trez is a pretty clear upgrade.
Yeah, well, opposite, but yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Do we think Ibaka could be that leader?
No, I think that it needs to be someone. Like, I think that he will be a leader in the locker room, and I think that he will be a voice. I still think there's value to having a guard who can facilitate and gets guys into sets, like I said. I think that it needs to come from the backcourt. Ibaka helps. Great locker room guy.
Yeah, locker room presence, fantastic.
Yeah, and I mean, he will be a guy who's vocal on defense and vocal on the court.
Yeah.
most definitely. But I don't know. Maybe it's just like...
I see what you're saying, though. I don't want the vet point who's kind of barking at everybody.
Yeah.
Sounds like Rondo now that I'm clearing my eyes. Rudy Zavala said, I think just by hiring Ty Lue and his staff, the team got better from last year. Which, I love that take. Like,
that's very interesting. So
if you were to run this exact roster, if you were to run last season's roster back and all we did, quote unquote, was just replace Doc with Ty Lue, I think 100% of these people vote yes.
I think this is a great point. And this is something that, you know, I've kind of overlooked because we haven't gotten to see it, you know, yet. Like, we haven't gotten to see this.
We have no idea.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to see the sum of the pieces yet, right?
Yeah, like, we're still rebuilding the piece. We just added a very large piece in Surge in terms of role. So yeah. It's like, when is all this going to fit?
Yeah. And on top of that, we have... a stacked coaching staff right now.
Yes.
So I think this is a great point, and I think if you're considering that part of the roster, you have to say this team improved. Even in the regular season, that would have to take away my caveat.
Yeah, it's an interesting poll. Again, appreciate everyone who voted. 72% to 28% might be our biggest victory in a minute, I feel like.
Yeah, things have been contentious lately, which I like.
I love it. I love the discussion. Clippers Twitter, I feel like, is really kind of blossoming after we got destroyed in the playoffs with that collapse. I feel like the real ones stayed.
Yep.
You know what I mean? The people who really want to talk about it stayed, which is good. Also, I want to clear the air on this, actually. Don't be freaked out that we haven't announced these signings yet officially.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be freaked out that we haven't announced that. Don't worry about a uniform unveiling. The team moves very quietly. The team hates the media, which I'm very comfortable saying because it's pretty true. It's just going to be okay. Again, one more time, thank you to everyone who voted in the poll at Locked On Clips. Coming up, we're going to be talking a Lou Will for George Hill swap. But first, got to give another shout out to Built Bar.
That's right.
The new improved Built Bar is even deliciouser. There's 18 amazing flavors, including nut and non-nut for those of you with allergies. The six new flavors are caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. My favorite original flavor is actually peanut butter. Kind of boring, but you know, pretty good. The bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft and easy to chew. They're healthy. They're great for the health conscious person. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. They're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber. Great for the keto diet. You can get a free cooler with purchase right now, which if you live where we live can be pretty valuable. While supplies last, might only last a bit, so get your order in right now. Go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON, all capital letters, one word, and you'll get 20% off your next order. One more time, use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com.
Okay, so we're back, and a big point of conversation around the Clipper sphere has been if Lou Will is on the trading block.
Which I just think he is.
Seems like a reasonable assumption. And one trade that is kind of interesting, seems to check a lot of boxes, at least for the Clippers, would be Lou Will for George Hill.
People are pretty high on bringing George Hill in terms of what's available right now. And I, you know, I'm kind of inclined to agree. We got a whole mess of second round picks from Detroit with absolutely no protections on them. Which if you look at Detroit's roster, is pretty valuable for us when it comes to trade stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you look at what the backcourt would be on the second unit. You look at Lou and Kennard's defense. That is bad.
Mm-hmm.
You also kind of look at, like, the second unit can't be set up worse on paper in terms of defense than last year's. And us to expect a smooth regular season.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like, that's fair.
We can't have the bench hemorrhaging leads.
Yeah.
At a worse rate than it did last season.
Definitely.
For like a chill regular season half.
Yeah, definitely. And that was something that got exposed by other teams. And, you know, even with such a pretty talented group of scorers on that second unit, it at times was not enough to maintain.
If you can't stop them, like there was a great Danny Your Manny on Twitter. Great handle, by the way, Danny. Thanks for chiming in. He said, I'm sorry, but we need a point guard. I don't like Kawhi being the primary ball handler, and Pat Bev is not a true point guard. While Kennard has some good playmaking, I want an experienced guy who can run the offense. I'm all for trading Pat or Lou. I would love Pat Bev off the bench, though.
I couldn't agree more. I think that Pat stays the starter.
Yeah, I think it's like we're not – unless we there's get no starting caliber.
Yeah, unless we get blindsided by a knockout move.
For sure.
Which – I mean, would stun me, but
a lot of big pieces would have to move for that to happen.
Yeah, it seems really relatively difficult given our constraints and the fact that like we don't even necessarily have a full roster yet.
Yeah.
So that's definitely difficult. But yeah, I think we're looking at somebody off the bench, and I couldn't agree more though with having somebody who's a playmaker, having somebody who's a veteran, and George Hill, he checks those boxes. The contracts work out relatively well. George Hill gets paid 9.5, lose at like 8 something.
Yeah.
So we have enough cap without even touching the biannual exemption to absorb that in a trade.
We also just waived Patton literally as we're recording this, so that opens up a little more space too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not much. It's like $500,000 or something, but yeah, so I mean, the money works. The amount of seconds that we have work. Really, he's been great shooting from three. His defensive ratings for the last couple seasons have been solid. He's been, a net positive player. in the league still, even at the ripe old age of 34. Oh. But I mean, like, I like the fit. I don't know.
Him and Kennard, because it seems like Kennard is going to be the point guard, the backup point guard.
Yeah.
The issue with Lou, if Lou stays or whatever, is that, like, he can't run point because he doesn't get into spots, which makes sense. That's not a, you know, a disrespect on Lou at all. It's just how it goes. Do we think Reggie's coming back?
So this is an interesting question. I think it would depend on the amount. Obviously, we still have to get wings in, and I just feel like, yeah. As you and I talked about in the last segment, I'm kind of good at guards right now. I mean, like, I would like, you know, maybe.
Because Mann's going to get more minutes, a lot of people think. I kind of think that, too.
Possibly, yeah.
Not like a substantial amount, but enough for maybe like that 2.5 guard spot. Yeah, the money is kind of a big issue. He is Paul George's very good friend, which given locker room stuff, they might have more of a preference on bringing back this year just to ensure the locker room was a little smoother than last year. But again, you can't run out Reggie Jackson and Luke Kennard on the second unit in impossible. The regular season and expect to build any kind of lead.
Yeah, impossible.
In a game. It's interesting. And I, you know, of the tradable assets, which is pretty much, I mean, literally at this point, it's we're not trading Mook, we're not trading Kawhi, we're not trading PG. So the most tradable assets on the team, as Andrew Greif wrote about in a fantastic LA Times article, please support local newspapers. You know, it's Bev, Lou, and Zoo for the most tradable pieces on the Clippers right now.
Yeah.
Which I think makes sense. And then
it's still limiting. You know, all those guys are like in that. Well, I guess Pat's around like a 14 number, but a lot, you
but
know.
He's got injury. You know, if you're another team trying to trade for Pat, you look at his injuries.
Totally.
You look at some of the, you know, recency bias is so tough because in the bubble, he was getting a bunch of fouls really quickly.
He wasn't healthy, so that's difficult. But yeah, I mean, with Lou and Zoo being around that $8 million mark, I mean, that kind of caps, you know, without sending out extra salary, what you can conceivably get back.
I mean, Zoo's the most tradable piece out of here by a mile of those three.
Oh, I mean, I think, yeah, if you're offering Zoo, I think most teams are picking up the phone.
Yeah, because he's, you know, it's funny. You look at that contract that Steven Adams got, which is a lot for what Steven Adams does, I think.
I mean, but that was years ago.
He just got a new one. I'm wrong. You look at the production from there, and if Zoo's a double-double guy making what he's making now, I mean, it's hard too because we can't take if we're gonna trade for someone better than Zoo, their salary is gonna be probably a hell of a lot more than what Zoo makes. So I don't see how we can move Zoo in a way unless it's a blockbuster ass trade that makes the team that much better, right?
Yeah, I don't see an upgrade at center being like what's separating this team. So it's interesting, right? Because you look at the center market this year, a lot of centers made more money than we probably thought they would. Yes. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because if you look at the Lakers, you know, that was their mold. They're going bigger.
Yeah.
They're trying to play in transition. They're trying to, you know, out-rebound you and really punish you there. So part of that I do think is a league trend. But the other part of it with the center market this year, I do think is just the more limited class of free agents.
Yeah. Steven Adams signed a 2-year, $35 million extension.
Oh, God.
So for what he's getting, they're obviously very different players between Zoo and Steven Adams, but like that's a lot of money to give to a very traditional center.
Yeah.
The most traditional ass center you can be.
Yeah. Tristan Thompson got the mid-level exemption, which is more than I thought he was going to get.
Yeah. So it's this thing where it's like, and Zoo's also not done developing. He's still young as hell. Mm-hmm. Like.
Yeah. So
he's the most valuable from a playing standpoint.
Yeah. And just the contract too
Yeah.
I mean, I say all that to say this, like he is the most tradable contract, but it's still kind of hamstrings the Clippers because A, he's so talented. You don't want to give up that contract. And B, like, at that rate, you have to bring back.
And who's behind him?
Yeah, you have to bring back I mean, a lot more value than I really think you're going to be able to get.
Yeah, like more value than you get with Zoo's current contract. It seems so hard. And like,
because you have to get a center still.
Yeah.
You have to get a center back and ideally a guard. And I just like, I don't see it happening.
Yeah. So maybe you package all three for something insane. I don't think that happens though, because then we would have even less people on the team than we do right now.
Yeah.
But like I'm firmly of the belief that we can't trade Zoo right now, because other than Ibaka, no one else at the five is proven to be able to play a consistent amount of time in the NBA on the team.
Oh, absolutely not. No. Like I said, I mean, any outgoing
thing for... Like a Turu is going to play it like...
Yeah, any outgoing thing for Zoo would have to include a center back. It just, you know, we just don't have anybody else.
No, it's just, it's a lot. But there is a move coming, though, it feels like. Just looking at the roster, you just look at the roster... Up and down.
My two things are like, I mean, if you want to ask me what it would definitively take for me to say the roster is better, I think you trade for George Hill, which, you know, you're sacrificing some points, but I think it's worth it for the playoffs.
Yeah.
And you sign Glenn Robinson.
We're big on Glenn Robinson over here now.
Both of these are moves that are very doable for the Clippers.
Lucas Hunt. Shout out Lucas Hunt. Shout out 2 & 3 Hoops.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so if you, I mean, I think you can get Glenn Robinson for the biannual exemption. I don't see why you couldn't.
Yeah.
You trade for George Hill, maybe lose some seconds. I would have to definitively say that the team got better.
Yeah, because also in terms of the win now, those seconds, it's like, yeah, whatever. Like, these weren't ours to begin with.
Yeah.
We're trying to get these pieces to win.
We got these for nothing somehow.
Yeah, we don't know what's happening with that.
So do you think some of people's like desire for more guards, though, stems from the Luke Kennard concerns?
I think it does.
Yeah.
I think there's a lack of faith in Luke Kennard's passing and how he can actually run the point.
Well, I just meant from a health perspective.
I'm honestly trying not even to think about it.
All right. Well, fair enough.
Like, he's taken a bunch of time off from basketball, which is good. Seems like that's a thing that helps tendonitis. Just taking time off, you know? And yeah, I hope Patrick Patterson and Kennard actually work out together, because Pat has a wild-ass regimen that seems to keep him pretty healthy. So I think that'd be a plus.
Oh, yeah. They're just gym buddies?
Just gym buddies. Swimming, that's easy on the knees. Yeah. You know, good for that. Maybe some bouldering.
Ooh, I like that.
Seems chill. Helps with flexibility. Coming up, we're going to be talking just some over-unders, and then Kawhi participating in Buy Black Friday, which we also participate in. But first, if you want to get basketball smart, it starts with listening to Locked On Clippers and the Hollinger and Duncan podcast.
Hey.
Part of Locked On Podcast Network. Hell yeah. NBA analytics pioneer and front office insider John Hollinger joins Dunked On podcast host Nate Duncan to bring you scouting reports, game breakdowns, and salary cap analysis. Subscribe to Hollinger and Duncan and Gay, wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so we're back with shavings, which, if you didn't know, it's just kind of where we wrap up the loose ends of the NBA.
Oh, yeah. Mostly Clipper stuff, but hey.
We talked about it briefly, but Justin Patton was waived today.
Makes sense.
Yeah, he was a center, acquired in that Pistons-Nets deal.
Shout out Justin Patton. Keep your head up.
Yeah.
I assume he'll get picked up. It's been on two teams already.
Fair enough.
But yeah, we got some way too early, since there's no schedule in existence yet, win total projections for the Clips. The Clippers are projected per Bet Online 46.5 wins. And if you can't wrap your head around that, like I couldn't, that would be 52.5 for an 82 game season.
All right.
Which I'm taking the under.
Okay.
As of now, I would take the under on that. That's around 60, winning 65% of our games. Don't know if we're, you know, we don't know what the offense looks like. We don't have a roster. I think this is it's premature as the whole thing, because that's how betting shit works, but seems a little high to me. Not crazy high.
Yeah.
I may be in the 43 range. But I'm a stickler.
Yeah, I think it's more than 43. I think that it's
43 and a hook?
No, I think it's like mid to high 40s.
Okay.
So
46.5.
Yes. I'll buy the hook. Yeah, I mean 52 seems like kind of a lot. That is the exact amount of numbers of wins the Lakers had this season in the 71 game that they played.
Yes.
So, and the cutoff for the playoffs, just for anyone wondering, was 35 wins. So mid-40s puts you firmly in the top four, which I think is the only thing that, to me, once again, the only thing that still matters for the Clippers.
Top four, yeah, 100%.
So yeah, I think I'll put us at 45.
So you take the under.
Yes, I will. I had to think about my position.
That's
man.
Exactly what I
I'm
said.
I'm confident in the team. What do you want from me?
I'm confident in the team too. Just like this is why sports betting is so funny. I enjoy sports betting. It's a very fun time if you bet on the winners, of course. The no schedule, I'm like, so this is just based on like 538 projections or like, what are we doing here? Like, yeah. If you're betting on win totals right now and there's no schedule released.
It's based on Raptor, dude.
Yeah, right? Like, if you're betting on this and there's no schedule release, man, I hope you have some inside information or something, because it is very difficult to bet on a 72-game schedule or stretch with no schedule put out.
Yeah, no, definitely. And the weird thing is like we won't even know the full schedule. It's like going to roll out in two different parts. It seems like a little bit of a mess, but you know, given it makes sense, you know, the bubble, they had time to figure everything out, and this is a very quick turnaround time. Yeah. They're going to have to battle with, you know,
season starts less than a month.
They're going to have to battle with different restrictions, and obviously they want to get fans in the stadium, so I think that
Canada's like no.
Yeah. So I think that that's going to affect things. Like there's a lot of spinning parts that make sense why we haven't gotten the season yet, but it's still annoying.
Yeah, still annoying. Let us know if you took the over on this. I would love to hear people who took the over on this projection.
I think the Clippers are going to have 53 wins? And it seems like a lot.
I mean, it'd be a lot. If you think the Clippers are going to win over 65% of their games, get at me. Also, let me know what odds you got. Finally, we're going to be wrapping up with Kawhi Leonard. Did an interview with People Magazine, which is a sentence I never thought I'd say in my life.
It's hilarious.
It's very funny. He's participating in Buy Black Friday, which is where on Black Friday and for hopefully longer, you support Black-owned businesses in the United States or elsewhere, of course. He's going to host a segment on Facebook's new campaign, hashtag Buy Black Friday. Wish it wasn't Facebook, but what are you going to do? Hoping to encourage consumers to buy black throughout the entire holiday season. That's the hashtag, not just me saying that. Kawhi said, supporting black-owned business means you're supporting black communities and creating new jobs. He owns that X2 performance company.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know until this, you know.
I was unaware.
You know me, I'm reading People. Does it come out every day? When does People come out?
It's weekly. I believe it's a weekly.
Yes. You know me. I'm turning those pages weekly in People Magazine. Didn't know X2 Performance was his company. So shout out to Kawhi for being part of Buy Black Friday, which is great.
How much X2 are you going to buy on Black Friday?
I mean, as someone who hasn't had truly a drop of caffeine in, going on pretty damn a long time, a whole bunch, because I got to get hyped up. Kawhi said, the segment focuses on why I got involved with X2 Performance and the value the products have brought into my training, noting that he's a proud equity partner in the company. The products have a patented formulation that delivers sustained energy with clean ingredients. I sit on the board and serve as the face of the brand. If Kawhi Leonard is sitting on your board and serving as the face of your brand, I gotta believe in the product. Because the man does not put his face out there very often.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Like, could this be an Uncle Dennis situation where he just knows somebody who has a company? Maybe. But love that he's, you know, putting his face out there for something like Buy Black Friday.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it's awesome. Solid exposure for him. Do you think, this is just kind of a general question, like, do you think that Kawhi needs to do any sort of, apology isn't the right word, but sort of like a public image sort of resurface tour this season?
Not at all.
Not at all.
I think he's a dude who moves in silence, who probably honestly does more than we even know about in terms of community give back.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that, like, I think it's one of those things where it's like, I mean, if you know, you know, for those people. So I think it's like, no, I don't think he does. Because also, I guess I would think that if he seemingly gave a shit about his public image.
Yeah.
And I mean that in a nice way.
Well, you bring up a great thing too, that like, behind the scenes, and like they are doing like a lot of charitable stuff. So
dude,
like,
last year was crazy.
So yeah, well,
in a good way, yeah.
Well, I think with basketball media, you know, his popularity has taken a little bit
and
of a
basketball
hit.
Basketball media, for the most part, in terms of mainstream basketball media, is the worst of all sports.
Definitely, definitely. Well, Stephen A. was on
part of it, I guess.
Was on First Take the other day saying that like he owes the Clippers more. Like he owes the Clippers a championship. After
that's wild.
You know, what they
if anybody owes a championship to the Clippers, it's Ballmer.
Yeah,
like it's not Kawhi.
Yeah,
the man balled out. Like
he did his best.
It's also that's a disrespectful thing to say to every other part of a championship team,
right?
Like, man, shout out Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah,
hope he has a good Thanksgiving. You know, you think he's cooking the turkey?
I could see him being a great cook.
I could see him wearing a pretty comical chef's hat. And none of us ever having any idea that he does. Like a big floppy one. You know?
Think him and Serge will kick it?
Dude, what is Serge Thanksgiving like?
Serge is new to town, so.
And I'm new in town. I hope you guys have a good time. Anything else in Shamans?
No, I don't think so.
I think that wraps it up. So Thursday's episode. Is also going to serve as Friday's episode.
Hell yeah.
Which, look, we're taking one day off. We're sorry about it. Leave a voicemail at 213-986-7354 to say what you're most thankful for when it comes to the Clippers.
Yeah.
Maybe it's, you know, understanding how to deal with loss, which is something the Clippers help us out with. Managing expectations.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe it's a great memory that you'll never forget.
Yeah, maybe you had a great game day experience. Let us know. We'd love to hear it. Then, of course, whatever else happens to now in the Clipperland, obviously, like we said, if there is some Woj bomb in the middle of us eating gravy and whatnot, we'll do an episode. I'll be pretty upset that these guys aren't taking days off on Thanksgiving, but we will do an episode. Thank you so much for supporting us. Where can these people yell at their family to listen to us on Thanksgiving?
You can yell at your family to listen to us on iTunes or the podcast app. We're also on Google Podcasts. We're on Spotify. We're on Stitcher. We're on Deezer. You can tell your smart speaker to play Locked On Clippers. If you haven't already, please subscribe. Definitely helps us out. If you like what we're doing over here, leave a rating or review. We'd love it. We'll read it on air. And yeah, just keep rocking with us. I know we're not going to do five this week, but we generally bring you Clippers news 5 days a week.
Yeah, we appreciate it so much. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I am William the Opinion Updike. We appreciate you.